My name is Christina Jeeves. I have been a volunteer researcher in the curatorial part of the museum since about 2005.
In this podcast, powerhouse volunteer Christina Jeeves will tell us stories inspired by Women's Jacket by Cornelius Furze, object number 2005-2031 in the Powerhouse Collection. The Powerhouse Museum is located on unceded Gadigal land, as was Cornelius Furze. I pay my respects to Indigenous elders, past, present, and emerging.
Cornelius Furze was on the corner of King and Castlereagh, and it was actually downstairs, so that the windows were at pavement level. It was an absolute institution in Sydney from post-war onwards, and as Sydney became more prosperous, more and more women had their fur. Fox furs were incredibly common. You'd probably have a fox wrap, which my aunts used to sit on the hall stand, and it had a fox's head. And I didn't like going down her hall because the eyes used to follow you. When I turned 21, which was 1969, the absolute go-to present for your 21st birthday was a kangaroo skin coat, particularly if you were going to England, which most girls at 21 did. There was a beautiful magazine called Honey that we all used to get. It was an English teenage fashion magazine. Australian fashion was English fashion. And that was where we found out about Mary Quant. And Vidal Sassoon, you'd take the photograph of the haircut to your hairdresser in the hope that they could recreate. I've still got Cornelius fur in my wardrobe that I haven't been able to wear for the past 30 years. But one of the reasons why Cornelius was important to us is that I went to Sydney Girls High, and the Cornelius family were huge supporters of Sydney Girls High. Every year, the Mrs. Cornelius, who was in charge, would give a speech at Speech Day, which would be about women in business. There was an annual prize among the old girls, of which my mother was one, and the prize was a fur coat donated by the Cornelius. And my mother's best friend won the fur coat one year, and I can remember the excitement of that. But I don't know that people realise how important to women's business the Cornelius women were. We just took it for granted that because it was a women's shop, that it was actually women who were running it. Whichever Mrs. Cornelius it was, and there were at least three generations of them, would be in the paper that she had been to something, or she'd been to a ball, or she'd given a prize for something. She was very, very important in the intellectual life of Sydney as well as the business life. And that was an interesting thing about that family. And I don't know whether it's been remembered.